is stupid. The cutscenes.
What?
The story.
No. No. Okay. No. 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 The music.
Betwixt the ruby seas, deep in the eye of the storm, a bastion of beef and hope lies nestled in the sand. Four men, almost lost to the deep, now find tranquility within its walls. And now, they're inviting you in for a tale unlike anything you've ever heard before.
Swallow cold water. At her. Okay, sorry.
You guys ever climb Mount Everest?
No, but I've climbed Mount Andrew.
If your mother's name was Mount Everest, we could talk.
Hey,
so I saw on Twitter this week. Let's open it up with Twitter. Hi.
Let's open it up with Twitter.
What's the worst website in the world doing this week?
So I saw this tweet and it was like, I saw this dude. And in his Tinder bio, it said that he climbed Mount Everest twice and reached the peak once. And even he was still on Tinder. How can anybody hope to get a date if the guy that climbed Mount Everest isn't interesting enough or something? White girl moment, you climb the biggest mountain in the world.
Maybe he was looking for pussy at the top of the mountain.
Where is it? Where is the pussy?
All those. No, he just really, really likes. He's like a necrophiliac or whatever. But like,
oh, yeah.
They start
he's fucking that furry up there.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but up there, it's like they're just a perfectly preserved dead pussy.
Shout out to episode 3.
Or Buttle.
He gets to the peak and he's just like.
Where's the pussy at?
Where's the pussy at? Yeah.
And when there's no pussy. And then he jumps off the side.
Yeah.
So, we keep thinking about it as it just being him up there by himself, but almost every picture nowadays, there's like a whole group. So there'd be a whole group of people who went to the top of Mount Everest.
Yeah, that shit ain't
like,
even cool no more.
Wow, look at how cool this is. And there's just
so
one
beautiful.
Guy. Where the pussy at?
Yeah.
I like to imagine every single
What's
one of them, like
dude?
One after the other does that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like a crowd in like Roller Coaster Tycoon or whatever. They all get to the front and have the exact same reaction and then turn around.
Oh, man.
You know that
they all
you know
solemnly
that?
Walk back down.
You just have to hit a certain elevation, and there's like a guy up there that works for Tinder, and he's like, All right,
you
can
win.
Put that in your bio.
Yeah, you know that meme format where it's like the guy, it's like a digging meme. It's like the guy, he's like walking away with like his pickaxe.
Oh, yeah,
on his
and
back.
The diamonds
oh,
are like
yeah.
right
the
diamonds,
there. Like, he just had to hit it one more time. That's exactly what happened. He went up, but the guy at the end of the line decided to just go a little bit further and he found the pussy.
And he found pussy.
He's like, yes!
I found it!
That's what happens if you jump off the edge, you go to heaven, and you get your 10 virgins or whatever.
Hell yeah.
My favorite version of that meme is the thing that just says, keep gambling.
Well, I've never seen that meme, but that meme sounds exactly like the shit you see on like Instagram like inspiration man page that's run by like a dude from like a sweat house in Pakistan that just has like 40 Instagram accounts. Just a picture of a guy with a thing and he forgot, but you can see inside the wall there's diamonds and it's just like real men keep swinging.
Roommate keep gambling.
Let's go.
Yeah. Real men keep hunting.
What was that Joker one that we referenced ages ago? Where it's like 90% of boys be having a girlfriend, the other 10% be having a brain, and that the
be
English
having
is
a
all,
brain. Yeah.
Yeah. The English is all fucked up.
That was like
a
beginning
of the Joker
COVID
from the Dark
moment.
Knight. Yeah. That was, honestly, facts though.
Yeah.
No,
it is facts.
Yeah,
I guess I
was the only one here with a brain.
Yeah.
The statistics perfectly line up with like the ratio of like straight to gay men as well.
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay. We've been people are like, man, what the hell was this tweet? So before we make any more jokes.
Okay.
So this tweet it was that girl that said, you know, this guy had Mount Everest in his bio and he's still single. Like, what the hell? It was just a white girl tweet that got like 100,000 likes because she had a fucking boob in the
classic
fucking,
white girl tweet.
She had one
there
single
is.
Boob.
Does anyone like pizza?
Call back.
Here's one boob.
This guy ate pizza on Mount Everest watching The Office with a dog. What the hell?
He's currently drowning in pussy.
He said a funny Dwight quote on top of Mount Everest eating pizza.
He shouted.
Battlestar Galactica.
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
And all of the pussies in the world became wet.
Even the
makes
dead
an avalanche.
So
He thawed out the dead frozen pussy with a Dwight quote. So then some lady responded, and she was like, I don't see how climbing a mountain has anything to do with being a good boyfriend. Sounds like he'd be away a lot and very particular about his food and exercise routine, which is also what AIDS response, which is already an AIDS response. But
right.
The kicker to me is this other guy who responded to her and said, climbing Everest is for bragging rights. It's crowded and polluted and has a real problem with over-tourism. It's for people that want to feel special, essentially for ego. No connection with being a good partner. And it's just like, bro,
that just sounds like Los Angeles, honestly.
Climbing Mount Everest is for bragging. Has a real
honestly. You know he's fat as shit.
Dude, he's disgusting.
He took like a massive hit of his inhaler before typing it.
Yeah.
He got like winded.
I would have done it already, but you know, for the reasons
but, you know,
listed
I,
before.
I don't have time.
I don't want to contribute to
a medical condition.
Even if everything he said was true, they climbed Mount Everest and you didn't.
Exactly. Yeah,
they did it twice.
That doesn't make him a good boyfriend, but it also doesn't mean they're egotistical tourists that want bragging rights, bro. Like 50% of the people that go above like a certain altitude die, like are gonna die. And you're just tweeting on Twitter. It's not
exactly.
It's just such a a guy who's never gone above 40 feet above sea level just tweeting, actually, woman, climbing Mount Everest is for bragging rights, so don't let
me explain
pussy
why this is cringe.
Shut up.
I just, what? Like, the guy with that in his Tinder profile, like, he's just a guy. Like,
he didn't want this.
He just became the focal point of a big discussion of a bunch of...
crucified for no reason.
Yeah, for nothing. Yeah. He was just like, hey, I climbed Mount Everest. Isn't that kind of cool? And a bunch of dipshits on Twitter were like,
Wait a minute,
even though I didn't climb a mountain.
Yeah, this guy got Lester fucking praying on his downfall, and he didn't even do nothing. He climbed Mount Everest and put it in his Tinder bio. That's fucked.
Yeah, I know. Maybe, you know,
now he's
like
a fucking virgin. He's like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Has anybody considered that maybe the guy just isn't very good looking? Maybe that's just, you know, maybe if he was like, you know, just a
dude, especially
fucking...
on Tinder. Yeah. You could, but unless your bio includes I'm rich, if you're ugly, it's an L.
Yeah, exactly.
it's, you know, fuck that. But
did you see the
what
She-Hulk
are you saying
thing?
About women?
Did you see the what?
Did you see the Tinder She-Hulk thing that's been making the rounds? I don't.
No.
I almost don't want to talk about it because I kind of reckon that would bang.
No, no.
This,
I want to hear it. What is it?
Yeah,
is it the show?
It.
Aren't they making
I'm bring
a She-Hulk
it up.
Show
no,
or no?
Nobody. Yeah, it is. Nobody watched She-Hulk as a result of me talking about it, so that I don't feel guilty.
We
about
are
it.
Not
okay.
sponsored by She-Hulk.
No, She-Hulk's gonna suck. Marvel's going downhill, and everything to do with Hulk has always been boring. That's just like an objective opinion. Hulk is the most boring, singular. Like all his movies suck.
Yeah.
Continue.
But
Hulk heads are gonna pop off in the comments right now. They're gonna be so mad.
No, dude, the Hulk films are terrible.
Wait, isn't there like two?
Wait a minute, he's a Chad like me.
Oh, no, but all the ones before, like,
he can climb
like all average. The old, they're all bad.
He gets pussy.
Yeah. Just a big mad guy. There's not much you can do with it.
Yeah, he's like a fun tool in the Avengers.
Yeah,
but
Solo is just like
part of She-Hulk's.
Make me green when I do that.
Part of She-Hulk's guerrilla marketing is they've got this thing where I used Tinder years and years ago. I can't remember how they actually like put ads on it, but I think from memory it was just like you'd swipe and then it would just pop up with an ad that you just had to like say fuck off
in your area.
But I guess if you like swipe to the well. That's the joke. That's literally it. You just print. It's not even so. Like usually, it's like, oh, fucking download Monday.com to fucking get your life in order or whatever. It's just like you know ads for ads.
Ashley Madison.
But it's very clearly just like an ad. And then I guess what's different about this one is it literally has the chick from She-Hulk. Well, She-Hulk, I guess. And her name is She-Hulk, but it still has like, you know, like
her
name.
Is she in Greenface or is it just like
yeah,
the
yeah,
actress?
And Greenface. Okay. So it's pretty clear, but it's still presented. It's still presented like a normal person
hot,
on
sexy
Tinder
green
with, like,
bitches in your area
with like a bio and everything. And then apparently you can match with them if you're a fucking loser, and then they like send you a DM, which is just an ad to watch the show.
Oh
and
my
it's God. Just so depressing because I just also do tweet that and be like, I'm gonna die alone, man.
Yeah, why do we exist? us to suffer.
It was the guy who climbed Mount Everest. He matched
with her. Some dude finally, because it's like 90-something percent of guys don't get a response ever in their entire time on Tinder. Because it's just like,
yeah.
It's just such a reverse market. There's like 4 girls and 8,000 guys. So, but like this, after 3 months, this guy finally gets a click back from what he thinks is an epic, beautiful cosplayer.
Some guy in a suit.
It's like when you get someone adds you on Snapchat and they're like, free pussy pics at fucking
No,
it really is, but it's just so funny because it's fucking, it's Marvel. You can just imagine some dude's idly scrolling and he just hears the fucking match sound effect and it's like crack cocaine for his brain.
His fucking heart drops into his
stomach.
He's so happy, so nervous. He's sweating.
He's doing light skin face.
Watch She-Hulk on Disney Plus. He's like,
yeah, he's trying to figure out how to respond. He's just like,
alright. I say,
and he gets hit with the fucking free tickets.
Drake! I think that'll definitely lead to at least one suicide. And I wonder if they ever think about that when they make stuff like that. No, like dead at, like one person will kill themselves because of that.
I can't handle it anymore.
I climbed Mount Everest twice and I'm still getting fucked.
Dude, I saw a study. Speaking of that premise, I was thinking about this. I saw a study the other day, which it was kind of like, a lot of people are like, it's kind of a BS study, but it was like a huge Twitter trend and it was like, antidepressants are 85% placebo. Like, for 85% of people, don't work. It's just all placebo. And SSRIs, like, we found out that our brains don't, like, work like that. And it's, like, this huge new study. And it's, like, even if that is true, I wonder if publishing that study, like, makes it stop working for people because they're aware of the placebo and then they blow their brains out.
Someone's definitely pulled their pills down the sink.
And now they're gonna like suffer terribly from it. I feel like that seems like just publishing that kind of information, even if it's true, like seems like an ethical dilemma.
Doing it, so maybe we should make a disclaimer. Don't stop taking pills if you need to.
Stop taking them.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm on it. They work for me. I've been doing significantly better since starting antidepressants.
Hell yeah.
Mm.
Fuck yeah,
glad
baby,
to hear it, brother. Yeah,
I'm on Flintstones gummies.
I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and be like, they don't work.
Fuck, James ruined me. Honestly, like, placebo is kind of like, if you think about it, a method of working, you know, because like it's you know, your brain plays a bigger part than like a lot of people think, and you know, because it's like you know, like for example, people with like a hypochondria, right? Like if your brain can trick you into getting sick, then like I feel like it just makes sense it could work in the opposite direction.
100%. Yeah, so like 100%. Why even, pop a bunch of people's bubbles like that?
Exactly.
Like, they were happy.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they ever thought matrix. Before they published that. It was definitely, and it wasn't even like a scientific journal. It was just like somebody that wanted ad click through off Twitter. Yeah, no, literally. And I wonder if anyone on their team like thought about, like, I wonder if this is going to get to someone and they're going to stop taking their pills and they're going to fucking shoot themselves in the head because we wanted 40 cents like from their click. It's wild.
Worth it.
Jeremy, run the She-Hulk ad. Roll.
Turn that shit up, Charles.
speaking of funny means of marketing and I guess not marketing, but just like, you know, fucking online activity from big massive corporations. I saw this thing that made me laugh really hard. So the YouTube Twitter account, if you're on YouTube or if you follow YouTubers, as you know, they typically, you know, like for YouTubers, if they're having an issue with the platform, they'll take to Twitter and then they'll, you know,
they react more than like actually trying to do it on YouTube's website.
Yeah,
it seems like
exactly.
If you've got an issue, YouTube's website will be like, oh,
yes,
I'm going to look at this in 6 weeks. Fuck you.
Yeah,
but if you go on Twitter and you're like, it's Team YouTube. I'd hate to think how many people must run that account because they're constantly having to reply to fucking a million people a day.
Well,
this might prove
that no one runs it.
Exactly. Thank you, James. So what happened was, you know, for a long time, you know, people just say like, oh, this is a bot. It's not real. Well, it's been proven because the YouTube Twitter account tweeted,
who would win the funniest creator award? Who would the funniest creator award go to?
First of all, we can all agree... is Dream
Carl
Jacobs? Yeah, of course. It's Dream or Carl Jacobs in second place. And
we're
some
split 50-50 on Dream and Carl Jacobs. It's a long running thing between both. Yeah.
Yeah. Comment down below and don't put a curveball like Corpse Husband. So just some fucking dude, some NPC, like just some fucking guy replied and was like, only me. Like this is just some guy, fucking Muhammad Jara.
Why'd you give him that accent, Doplex?
Who I believe has 7 followers.
Yeah, he's literally just some guy. And YouTube hit him with update after review. We've determined that activity in your account violated. Like they're hitting him with like a fucking reply.
Which prohibits spam and deceptive content. Note that you're prohibited from from accessing, possessing, or creating any other YouTube accounts. GOO.GLE.
It's literally. Now this is interesting because Doplex. I think you guys all viewed it differently than me because I thought that Muhammad commenting that pissed off like an intern that ran Team YouTube, and they found his YouTube channel through his Twitter and then deleted it out of like petty. Spite as a meme.
Yeah.
Like, it was like their last day on the job and they just knew
spiteful
him
as hell.
But it was they picked a random response that they normally would and hit him with it, which means like if people submitting like really important issues could definitely be passed over by any human, and they just get like, we're gonna fix this time. We're gonna terminate your account.
Can we say it again?
To YouTube Red.
Yeah. Can you say it again without the filter? Because the filter was very funny, but was impossible to hear what you were saying. Just for people who haven't caught up yet to what YouTube's message actually said.
It was just they're just hitting him with basically we terminated your account because you make scam content.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is just some guy.
He
this
didn't reply
just
with a link.
Some
like,
dude.
He's not. No, yeah. It's a guy with 7 followers that was just like, I funniest YouTuber.
Yeah, he was participating in their fucking stupid ass corny. Yeah. Like, he's just participating.
He doesn't even have a YouTube channel linked on his Twitter account from what I could find. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's very clearly just someone fucking spazzing out. Yeah.
They just hit him with the nuke. They're like, goodbye.
Is this tweet real?
Yeah, it is. I saw the screenshot.
Why are there like buttons on it, though?
Wait, what do you mean? Like, oh.
There's thumbs up and button on it.
That's what it looks like sometimes.
Yeah, that's looks like now.
Yeah, sometimes
I
have those.
Dislikes on it, yeah.
Have
you not seen that before?
Oh, you haven't seen that? Yeah, it's,
no.
It's weird. No,
it's really random what it's on.
Yeah, it's
It is very random.
Weird.
That's so I got weird. Early access to the downvote button.
I think
had that for a couple of months now.
I think the idea for it is like, and it probably only shows up on really big threads, but I think the idea is kind of Reddit style. You can like, if you like it, it gets pushed up, and if you dislike it, it gets pulled down.
You
but
gets,
I don't think
I can downvote this one, bud.
While it's lovely in and of itself.
You know that shit doesn't work either. They're just going to take whatever the fucking angriest, dumbest tweet is and put it at the top. You know what's interesting is he's replying to YouTube at YouTube, which is just like YouTube's like, it's not support, it's just promotional shit. And YouTube, which is their support account, found him without tagging
That's
them at all, found him
point.
In their
I didn't
replies
even notice that.
And then terminated his shit.
His non-existent YouTube account. That's so true. I didn't even notice that.
That's funny. It's weird. They must have some kind of like back-end API where it like scrubs all like they both like scrub each other's accounts or something. That's so weird.
That's real. Yeah, actually, I've never even thought about that. So maybe there's a guy with exactly his name on YouTube that runs scam accounts, and they just like found him or something.
Shiraz.
We finally found it. It's just like a random intern. He's like, I finally found the man who fucking scammed my grandma.
Kill him.
This guy told my grandma I was in the hospital with AIDS. And he sent her $5,000.
And Google Play gift cards.
Those videos are epic.
Yeah, they are. Shout out.
Speaking of scam Google Play videos, is stealing tweets dog? I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Honestly.
Kudos. Is stealing tweets dog? Please.
Here's a conundrum. Yeah, no, that's it. I did it so that I wanted to obfuscate my purpose.
Okay.
Because, if you put too much in the talking points, some people start like, it's not fresh when we talk, you know. This was something that came the other week. I won't say who specifically stole a tweet, but it's a very common thing.
Drumsy.
To steal tweets. Yeah, Drumsy.
We're going
to
kill him.
So I saw a tweet that was stolen the other day where someone specifically pointed out this tweet was stolen from me. And the weird thing is both of them are, I guess you'd like, are content creators essentially. So it wasn't, not that this makes it better, but it wasn't like a content creator stealing it from some random. It was like literally plagiarizing from one funny person to another, which I guess is
one funny person to a less funny person.
Right.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But, and the funny thing is I can talk about this because it happens so regularly that you, I doubt you'd even be able to find the example I'm talking about because here's the sad reality. Outside of us four, so many of your favorite YouTubers probably steal tweets. Like a lot of really, really good guys I know who are nice people steal tweets. Most of the ones I'm very close with, I do not. They do not. They're all legit. Like Historian's really fucking funny. Samita, all the like great dudes. Do not steal tweets.
I've had big YouTubers steal my tweets before. Like big YouTubers.
But it's an interesting concept because on one hand, like, okay, you're stealing a tweet. It's got a very, like, who gives a shit on both sides sort of thing. Because on one hand, it's like, well, who gives a shit? It's a tweet. Like, it's fucking, it's a tweet.
It's nothing.
If you we consistently make fun of people who care about Twitter a lot. Because if you care about Twitter a lot, you are unwell.
You need psychiatric evaluation.
But on the flip side, I guess it's more like the integrity of comedy and as a comedian, you know, like if you can't make your own tweets up, and the tweet in particular I'm talking about that was triggered this whole thing, it wasn't just like they took the concept and reworked it, or no, it was letter for letter exact same grammar, punctuation, weird
straight up copy and paste,
literal copy and paste.
Control
and one got 100,000
tweet,
you know.
To be fair, I looked it up and that shit's been tweeted thousands of times and went viral hundreds of times, but I personally, if Doplex did it, I wouldn't like be like, bro, we can't be friends anymore. But when you're, you know, when you're feeling someone out to see if you want to be friends, if you find out that they steal tweets, that's a for me. I'm not saying that this is right or something. That's immediately an L. We're not friends. Mm.
Yeah, no, like, I would never
befriend someone that not even because it's like a morally. It's just like, bro, that is cringe and just like. The person who's down to steal a tweet to get a couple hundred thousand likes on Twitter or something is just like, I feel like that says so much more about like what kind of friend
they're
it's
like such a petty thing to do. It's like, it's so unimportant. It's like, where is your integrity at?
It gets you nothing and except like a personal like ego sucking. Like it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, that's, going viral on Twitter means nothing anymore.
That reminds me of the, I forgot the second half of what I was trying to say earlier, which is, so the first half of who gives a shit is, well, who gives a shit? It's a tweet. Like, just let them take it. Who cares? The other half is, it's just a tweet. Who gives a shit? Why would you steal it? Like, what do you need in your life that requires, like, copying someone or betraying someone in a sense?
Yeah.
So I guess I, you can look at it in both ways, but I don't know.
What
it's
I've just, noticed...
It's like, if you're going to steal a tweet, what else are you going to steal? Are you going to steal, like, video ideas or, like...
Well, I mean, I don't even think it goes in that far. I think it's more so like, because this is such a common thing where it's like, you have these people who like build up these platforms just based off their own personality, because people tend to like cling on to them because, you know, like they find them funny, or they find like the things they talk about, you know, really important, or they just like what they have to say. In my opinion, it just speaks to their actual character and where they base their ideals from. Not to get too deep, but whenever I see that, it's just like, You're the way your brain works is like when you're a kid and you go to the store and you buy a Laffy Taffy for a nickel, right? You open that Laffy Taffy up, and what's written under the little flap is, it's a joke. It's a funny little ha-ha joke.
Let's go. Yeah.
So you go to the playground with that joke that you fucking read on your piece of candy, and you tell it to people and they laugh. That isn't your intellectual property, but now they think you're the funny guy because you went and bought a piece of candy.
Yeah.
That is the way I see it, where it's like,
now going with the piece of candy being like, nothing. Being like, yo guys, look at this joke I found. Like, that, like, you know, that's okay. Yeah. But yeah, like,
exactly.
Like, dude, yeah, like, motherfuckers, like back when me and my friends would like go play basketball all the time, and we go to Colonia Bagel, we get like a Snapple or some shit. Like 2 days later, like one of my friends, they got a Snapple. 2 days later, would be like, "Hey, did you know the Hindenburg had fucking four?"
I know you had a Snapple.
Like, bro, you didn't learn that in fucking world history today. You stole that when we ate fucking lox and bagels the other morning.
I saw you squinting at the cab.
I don't think this is the same thing, because we the human
I was wondering
brain,
why you
like,
asked my cap.
The human brain be internalizing and lying to itself just shit that is not true or isn't yours. Right. Like, that does just happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
But have you ever had someone tell you your own story as if it was theirs? Because I had that happen once or twice,
no.
And it blew my mind.
Wait, really?
Someone started telling me my own story, and then I was like, no, bro, that happened to me. And they were like, oh, wait, no, yeah. And I was just like, what the fuck?
How does that even happen? Like, how does your brain process information that way?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but, like, it just happens sometimes where you just end up embellishing something, and then that becomes the truth after a long period of time, and then that's how you remember it.
Sure, yeah.
I've definitely done that, not in where I've been like, that happened to me, but where I'll be like, oh, someone told me this, I think, or like, I think I read this online, and then someone will be like, I told you that, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I've never had something like that. But I've never had anyone been like,
yo, one time I went to Mexico, and I lived there for 2 years.
Heavy hits the brain. Go back to the stolen tweets thing. I remember the proto version of that is, there's this guy in high school. He was a nice enough dude, but like, on his Facebook, he would post clearly stolen shit, and like, it would get a lot of likes for the time. Like, it wasn't like a Facebook page; it was just his personal one or whatever. And like, as a guy who like this wanted to be a funny man, it would piss me off seeing this dude get like, you know, 100 likes on this shit that he clearly stole. And it got to the point that me and some of the guys would literally copy paste what he wrote into Google, find where he stole it from, and then post a screenshot of that in his comments.
That's the best way to do it.
We need to do that more.
We do.
Yes.
This is a direct message to our listeners.
West.
If you see, this is my message, inshallah, this is my message to the West. If you see a tweet popping off, pop that shit into fucking Twitter search and just
and
take a screenshot and reply with that.
Yeah.
I feel like that will generate more better intellectual property on the internet.
I was actually rewatching an older episode of the H3 podcast, and there was like a week where like Ethan was just doing that to Ricegum every time he tweeted something like three or 4 years ago, because everything he tweeted was just that, like, it was like one of the ones was like, bitch, why'd you tell me it was a quarter to six when you could have just said 5:75? And like, Ethan just typed it into Twitter and found a tweet with like 400,000 likes and just screenshotted it and replied to him and ratioed the shit out of him. And it was just...
I think I remember that, actually.
Yeah, I think I remember that, too. Yeah, it's like the fucking, you're telling me a shrimp fried this rice? It's like that kind of vibe. Yeah. It's like, bro, get new jokes. What are you doing, man? Bro.
Like, it sucks because it's these people who aren't funny, who want to be funny, and they see the success that comes from being funny, but
how to be
they
funny
don't
on Twitter, WikiHow.
Yeah, no, literally that, but it's like, instead of, you know, like, I post a lot of, we all post shit, a lot of it flops, but sometimes it does really well, and that feeling of like, I posted something that was funny, and it did really well, which is why it pisses me off when I posted, my most liked tweet of all time wasn't even, I posted someone else's meme, but because I was like making a point, I was like talking about the meme, I was like, the point wasn't me sharing this meme, it was, I was like, oh, this format is blah blah blah, and that got like 200,000 likes, and I'm 90% sure it was literally people just saw the meme and were like, ha ha,
that's funny,
and I feel so dirty because it's like, I didn't make that, I wasn't funny, people just saw that and it's pissing me off.
Do you guys have any people from your high school currently that are like, because, you know, we're all in content. We've spent years earning our stripes, like being, you know, when you first start, you're cringe to everyone, you know, because you have no online presence. So it's just people, you know, trying to give you a chance. And it's like the most, you know, you blow all your, you know, you're out of high school and people are like, oh, this fucking nerd's doing YouTube. But now we're at a point where we all make really good shit. And like, you know, some people might not like us, some people might, but like. But do you guys have anybody from your high school that, like, right now is just starting to, like, they want to start, like, an Instagram meme page and, like, they just steal a bunch of shit? Or, like, people that, like, are trying to do, like, funny TikTok or, like, Instagram reels and, like, you're watching them and it's, like, we've just done all this work and we've gotten to this point and I just see these motherfuckers, like, that just want to zoom in and out and tell a story that I know is not true and is so stupid, like, on their Instagram story. And it's just, like...
It's probably your story.
That's the most visceral... that's the most visceral cringe to me. Like, watching someone from my old high school, like, not try and be... Because I have one kid he's huge on TikTok and he's a magician and I'm so happy for him because he's, like, he's been practicing magic for like 10 years. He's epic. But then there's just motherfuckers that be like telling stolen jokes on their Instagram and zooming in and out and doing like funny.
He fucked me with a toothbrush.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh my god, like, how are you starting this in 2022? Like, where did you get the, who gave you the false confidence to start a meme page in 2022?
It's even sadder for, like, me and Dopeboots, because we're, like, in our late 20s, like, fuck it. So when I see people who are starting that shit at age 28, you totally can. I'm not so, you know, but it's, like, when you're trying to be this, like, hip young, like, what up, fellow? What up, Gen Z?
What up, fam?
Here's my TikTok page,
Here's me. Doing some weird fucking dance, even though I have two kids and a wife.
Speaking of having two kids and a wife, there's this new game called Forspoken that's coming out.
Forspoken.
I think one of the devs of that has Full two skinning. Kids and a wife, probably, maybe, who knows. But they put out a really bad trailer, and I think we want to watch it.
Let's watch it.
So let me get this straight. I'm somewhere that's not what I would call Earth. I'm seeing freaking dragons.
Dragons.
I'm talking to a cock.
Yo!
Oh, come on.
Yeah, okay, that is something I do now.
That is something she does now.
Kill jacked up beasts. I'll probably fly next.
This is straight up like fucking weird, like quirky Marvel dialogue.
No, yeah, it literally is.
Yeah, it's literally okay. That just happened.
Whoa.
That's all it is.
That just happened.
Freaking dragon.
I am currently
hitting the dragon.
Dude.
For Ukraine.
I like how she says, okay, yeah, this is something I do now. It's an in-game shot. It's not even like pre-rendered of the main character getting fucking axed in the back of the head. And she fucking like collapses.
Yeah.
But it's a shame because like it does look like a fun game. Like it looks like, I mean, it seems like it could be like a game I would have played on like the 360 or something.
You know, a PlayStation, a middle of the line PlayStation RPG. Yeah. Like, not it's crazy, but you know, I'd play it.
Yeah, I hate that. I don't even know what you could. I don't even know how you would classify that. But like a lot of games do that now, like with this weird style of marketing.
No, but
it's not
successful, right?
Right, because, it's not.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Like, but maybe
like,
it is.
But that's okay. Well, that's the question I want to know, because I think it's just really cringy old people. Or like, or like older, skewed millennials, like not you guys, but you know, like maybe like 38, 39 type beat that for some reason that's humor to them. But like, do you think that to the general public, that's an acceptable form of humor? Cause I really don't, even with Marvel and all, I do not.
See, I think it is. After our discussion last week about Diablo Immortal, I feel like the general public cannot be trusted with anything. And so
that's true, as we said,
like, and look, I like Marvel movies. They're just fun, stupid popcorn flicks. I don't think much about them, but they're fun.
Yeah.
But as we've proven, like, people do take to that sort of shit. You see these things in the movies, and people laugh when these things happen on screen. And like, sometimes they are funny, but a lot of the time they are cringy. So I'm sure, despite the Twitter world thinking this is the fucking cringiest shit in the world, because it is, I'm sure the general public would be like, she owned him.
I'm talking about the target audience for this because my family all has a good sense of humor. My fucking uncle might laugh at that or some shit. My uncle, long lost uncle might laugh at that, you know, just some old person. But like, and honestly, I don't think Marvel humor is as bad as that. Like, oh my god, freaking dragon. Like, dude, I'm funny. I laugh at some of the jokes in a Marvel movie. Half of them are throwaway. It's just they wrote them in because they needed to fill a fucking, a beat.
Yeah.
You know, but like some of them are kind of fun. That is like,
that's pretty bad.
That's not even TikTok humor. Like, I feel like even people on TikTok are like, I'm way funnier than that.
Yeah.
And then dude, you know what's crazy? Speaking of TikTok, frog girl voice.
I just realized that she sounds like the TikTok AI voice.
Yo, she does.
It's maybe like it exactly the same.
I am currently hitting a freaking dragon.
I mean, depending on the publisher, they probably do have some fucking like proprietary AI that they use for trailers, so they don't have to pay VO people some shit.
Yeah.
It totally could be.
To what Doplex said about how you wouldn't describe the dialogue, I saw someone tweet something a while ago, and I very much agreed with it. I'm getting very tired of... the best way to describe it is that too.
No, it's like, why'd you have to do it like that, man?
There's a big gap.
I completely lost track of what I was going to say. Hang on.
You're tired of what?
Hang on. Let me bring it back in.
Agreed with it.
Yeah. Getting very tired. The only way, like, I guess that we can describe it is Marvel dialogue. Mm. Just very, like, modern sounding, like, okay, this is crazy dialogue in fantasy settings. Yeah. It's like they've seen Marvel do well, and they're like, well, that dialogue will work in any setting. It's like, no, it works for Marvel because, like, it's a modern setting for the most part. It's like it's built into the culture of, yeah, I guess I can kind of see someone saying some shit like that. No one says I'm fighting freaking dragons.
Can I say, here, fell beast, I'm going to kill you.
You don't say freaking dragons in a place. You don't say freaking dragons in a place that you probably wouldn't call Earth.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, this is also just an awful line dragons. As well. Like, what a.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking throw a spanner in the works. So I'm gonna back myself into a corner here. I think the problem is Americans. Because
Chapamoca?
American humor is very, very funny, absolutely, but there's a specific type of... Meanwhile, say to Andrew's point about, like, you cannot do that in fantasy, I've been absolutely fucking obsessed with RuneScape these last couple of weeks because of my video, but I just genuinely have liked it as a game as well. And that is a fantasy-themed game set in, like, medieval... a kind of grounded-ish medieval England. It's not set in England, but, you know. And there's a lot of dialogue in that almost, like, at times breaks the fourth wall, but because it's got this very, like, irreverent British kind of twang to it, it works. And, like, the characters will have back and forth dialogues where you're like, I wouldn't expect someone in medieval times to talk like that. Like, it is, you know, it's very much this old quirky game, but it fits. And I feel like maybe that's the difference between, like, British humor and American humor is that
I guess that's kind of like a Monty Python-esque way of doing it.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like Americans have done something like that.
It's also the time it was written, though. Like, you're playing old school RuneScape. That is something, like, and even if it isn't old, but it probably is, like, old dialogue, it's something that's, like, coming from the roots of a game that's, like, in a community that's, like, 15 or 20 years old. Like, that's before everything went same-ish and just wanted to, like, copy, like, Disney plus Marvel moment. Like,
I think that's the main
you could find an American game, you know, that fucking, you know, did that 15 years ago.
Fucking, you play any of the Sly Coopers, Jack and Dexters, you know, they all
Cooper's
got that kind
a good
of,
one, yeah.
Yeah, they all got that kind of, like, you know, like, the crazy shit's happening, but I'm saying damn, you know, it's like, it's trying to, like,
damn.
The weird thing now is, like, it very much feels like a group of suits trying to figure out what Zoomers find funny. And in their mind, you know, because if you think about it, back in, like, 10 years ago, right, 10 years ago, people were trying to figure out what millennials found funny. And even back then, none of it was funny because it was a lot of, like, millennials, like, Gangnam Style, and they like LMFAO and What the Fox Says. And it's just like man buns, hipsters, avocado toast, and Starbucks. But it's none of that is based in reality.
I was about to say GTA 5.
That's exactly what I was hipsters.
Thinking. That is the kind of... the double-edged sword of the internet. The internet and machine learning are actively trying to point at whatever will cast the widest net and just do a decent enough job where you're like, oh, all right. And just the easiest and cheapest and whatever. And it's made everything. You have all these tools and yet everything is same-ish because it's why fucking Marvel movies are the only thing that break even at a box anymore. Because it's just
they
appeal
got a formula
to the,
and they stick with it.
Cast the widest net, don't take any risks, and hit the formula that your fucking AI
hit
spit out for you, and you're gonna, you know, you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Because when you think of old sitcoms, it's like, you know, every classic sitcom was filmed in New York or by people that were writing and filming and shit in New York or maybe Chicago, like barely even LA, and yet it was appealing to the entire country because it wasn't like. They weren't like, what can we do that will make Gen X New Yorkers from 1994 laugh? Because there wasn't, like, targeted, like, demographic like that. It was just, like, What joke can I write that's funny to me?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then hopefully it's resonant with other people.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest disconnect is we've kind of lost it. We've lost a lot of culture along the way in terms of like writing and even marketing goes. And like I feel like now we're just like you said, James, at a point where everything is just same-ish. And like I look at that fucking advertisement that you just showed to me, and like you could literally slap any other logo on there and I would believe it. You could slap a fucking like Kmart logo and be like, yep, that's an ad for Kmart.
That's Kmart's new toy line.
I'm in a place that I wouldn't call Earth.
I'm in a Kmart fighting freaking dragons.
Employees.
And I'm talking to
a cuff?
No, not a cuff, just cuff.
Oh, yeah,
with a
cuff.
Capital C.
It's just some dude named Cuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Cuff, do cavemen fuck with queefing?
Do cavemen fuck with queefing?
Do they? Okay,
you put this in talking about.
This has been a talking point for like 3 weeks now.
Near
and dear to you.
I'm very curious to hear where you were going with this.
I think it's an interesting prompt. I've kind of lost the magic with it. I feel like I had more to say, but so
more on the vast topic of caveman queefing.
The TED talk of caveman queefing.
So I was editing something for TMG and they were talking about how like I accidentally like pulled out too far and fucking went back in and a bunch of air was in there and my girl queefed and like and it was like, you know, we laughed because farts sound funny and we're like intimate partners, you know.
Yes.
You know, if you're queefing on a stranger's dick, that might not be as it's probably awkward and you're just like, what do I do now? But so what I'm thinking is like 50 million years ago when the Neanderthals were fucking in caves to avoid Tyrannosaurus Rex and they barely have language, they don't know what comedy is, you know,
right.
there's no hot chip and funny.
There's no
trailers back
is
then.
Can I try and guess what your point is?
I want to see if
I can guess it. Because I don't know why
is
you
it,
said Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Do cavemen fuck with queefing?
Yeah.
What?
You said Tyrannosaurus Rex and it made me, I just... butchered that word. Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus.
My favorite dinosaur is a Tyrannosaurus.
They're just like humping it out, just like clapping cheeks, trying to be quiet because, you know, they're being starved. And then, like, the queef gets them killed. It's just like, and then the T Rex is like,
that's not where I'm going at all.
That's funny. I've been James that are just asking, do they like queefing?
No, but yeah, like it was an unspoken rule of the caveman era. You cannot queef on this dick, or we will be eaten.
We will be eaten.
It's quiet place. The before times, and you just can't queef on the dick. But no, but I was just thinking, like,
rock
but,
woman, no queefing.
If you don't have language, if you don't have comedy, if you probably don't have like as intimate of a like a because we're not talking Homo sapiens, we're talking Neanderthals.
Homosexuals. So, like,
no, well, we already know if you fart on the dick, you die. That's we found
that. Yeah,
we found that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But a thousand, it's one of the 1,000 ways that you can die.
Right.
But, so I'm thinking, without that, you don't have comedy. You have like 4 IQ. You're not intimate. You don't really have language. And you're having sex, the only thing you can really do at that time, you just want to squirt and have a baby. If you're a caveman and a bitch be queefing on your dick, are you like A, wow, I'm epic. 2, she's fucking farting on my penis. What the fuck? 3. Who cares? 4, I'm gonna beat up this woman for shitting on me. Like, what's their reaction? Because, you know, if your girls are queefing on you, you're just like, whatever.
I think I've realized out of all of the infinite fetishes I've seen online, I don't think I've ever seen someone talk like post queefing is like, please post queef videos here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I need to hear it.
Yeah,
I think that guy who does it on Twitch. But my thinking is, you know, I've always been a proponent that for all of our technology and all of our fucking dumb shit we surround ourselves with to convince ourselves we're advanced, we're still just the same fucking idiot chimps have been for hundreds of years. We just have a Madden Ultimate to waste $550 on.
Right.
So otherwise, we're pretty much one and the same. So I feel like, you know, you go back far enough. I can't imagine what's occurred since then that would make my brain change from thinking queefs are funny. So I feel like if you were a little gamer monkey man, if that would happen, there's some instinctual shit in us that everyone finds like farts funny, like no matter what.
Yeah.
What part of the world you're from, what age you are, it's like universal. And I feel like that's because it's this deep-seated, like, proto. The reaction now is probably the reaction you'd have back then. Like, I don't see what's changed since then.
I disagree.
I also disagree.
Well, I'm leaving.
I think that's a totally valid point. And to an extent, like, you go back 10,000 years maybe, yeah, farts are still funny. Comedy is specifically a societal reaction because you are reacting to something that someone else is saying or doing for the sake of upholding a relationship or, you know, some sort of, like, societal, like, tension or norm. It's why animals don't really have humor. Like, maybe monkeys do. You know, you see videos of monkeys, like, pogging at a magic trick. You don't know if they're just, like, banana? But, like, you go back.
It's a monkey stepping into a Home Depot. It's a monkey stepping into a Home Depot.
When
I hit the gritty, it's just me stepping into the Home Depot.
And stepping into the Home Depot.
No, but I see comedy as a societal function. So I don't know if you're just one-on-one Neanderthal motherfuckers in a cave, you never even seen another human-like motherfucker, and you fucking and she queefing. There's no natural, like, comedy, laughing is not your natural response to really anything at that point.
Yeah, there's nothing to cling to actually. It's like how kids, sorry, Andrew, one sec. It's like how kids find cursing funny because they know they can't do it. So, like, if a kid says, like, fuck, and, like, you know, everybody's laughing because it's a kid saying fuck, like, that is
they
funny
just keep
to them.
Fuck.
Yeah, because they know it's funny. It's like the same exact thing with, like, you know, farts and queefing because, it like you said, it's like a weird societal thing.
Yeah,
that
it's
I feel
part
like
of consciousness. You know, we don't understand any of that shit. It's very analogous, but it's, you know, it's just...
It's something you gotta have, like, a preconceived...
Yeah.
Not notion, but, like, you gotta... There's a context behind it inside of our chimp brain.
It's
evolutionary.
There's
layers to it. Exactly.
But 50 million years ago, I don't know if we hit the queef is funny evolutionary step.
Yeah, I don't think we did. It was just a noise.
I'm probably going with it's just like you ignore it. It's just like, I am fucking, this is noise. I mean, there's no
you
way any of that shit like,
feces.
That. I think about this more often than I probably should, but like, you be having sex and it's like, you know, if you both just shower, it's like, this is, it's epic. Like, you smell good. It's fucking time. Yeah. They didn't be doing that back then, so like, none of it was very epic. It was more just instinctual, so I don't think the noise would have done anything. It's just like, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Oonga boonga.
But I still think sex was definitely epic back then, because like, if you don't have the, again, if you don't have the layer of like, oh, I can be clean and smell good, then dirty sex is just sex, which means sex is still epic because sex is epic.
Right.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
But our brain's hardwired to want to do it no matter what, so I don't think it really
gives
a shit.
But I just like to imagine that, like, the caveman be thinking he's getting farted on, and he just, like, punches the woman in the face.
Just gets really angry.
Yeah.
But that's also like the idea of they're avoiding the fuck queef so that the
T-Rex
don't get them.
That's probably my favorite thing to think about, is just, like, they queefing is, like, you know, accidentally going, oh! In the middle of a forest.
Yeah.
Speaking of doing that in the middle of a forest, we have questions.
We do have questions.
In the middle of a forest.
Courtney, take us to the
question.
If
a beef fan asks a question in the middle of the forest, do we answer it?
Do we know? Our first question comes from Sir Boris. They ask,
Hi, Boris.
Do you guys say Hideo Kojima or Hideo Kojima? I've always said it both ways.
I call him
Hideo
Kojima.
Did you say Hitty Kidgy?
Hitty Kidgy.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Hitty Kidgy.
I say Hideous Kojima.
Just because it rolls into the K, not because it's right.
Yeah, right.
I say Hideo X Kojima.
I say Hideo de Gritty.
MySpace name. I am currently
Hideoing
de
Gritty.
Hideoing the Kojima. I hit the wrong button. Anyway, Sir Boris asks, if Hideo Kojima approached you to pitch him a video game idea, what would you say to him?
You I'm fell
fucking
off.
I've never fucking played one of his games.
You've never played Metal Gear Solid?
What the fuck?
Yeah, you fell off. I play Metal Gear Solid 5 for an hour, and I was like, I don't like this, and I stopped playing it.
That's the incorrect answer.
Wait, didn't he make Death Stranding?
Yeah, he made Death Stranding. Yeah,
all of our audience just had the little, like, exclamation point go off about their head
man in the comments.
Kudos said
yeah.
Nah, not really.
Like,
well, kudos. You have an opportunity with one of the biggest producers of video game producers of all time. What's your idea? Like, he's going to make it. Or you have to convince him, but...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
What's your best idea?
VR pod racing.
But Among Us.
Yo!
Yeah, actually, quick aside, that reminds me, do you remember that very, very brief stint about 2 weeks where the Fall Guys was the king game
and
of like 22? And then, their Twitter was like literal fucking S tier. Like every tweet they did was like really funny and it got like 200,000 likes. And then fucking Among Us said they were the imposter and voted them out. And like
it was
literally
more sus than.
Dude. I feel like it was even worse because the characters look really similar, and it's like we only have one spot for small little squishy man
games.
In our heart.
Yeah,
exactly. And
it's
right
not
now
enough
it's
room
us.
In this town.
It's just,
for
like,
the two
guys
of
are
us.
Still doing good. Yeah. It's crazy. They literally got
it's
like fucking.
A comeback.
It is.
Yeah, no, it is, which is cool. But they literally got like fucking Mario jumping off Yoshi to get to the end of the level. Like they were doing good, and then they got fucking dunked, and then Among Us went like supersonic.
It seemed like they were about to like unilaterally take Fortnite off its 5-year pedestal.
Yeah,
and then they literally disappeared.
Yeah,
they just went.
Which is honestly, it's kind of unfortunate because Fall Guys. Okay, you look at Among Us, right? And you look
I
at
Fall Guys.
I prefer Fall Guys
to Among Us. I thought it was fun.
Fall Guys, same. Fall Guys is just arguably a better game than Among Us. I also like both, but I think
Here's
Among
our TED
Us
talk
is
on Fallout Guys versus
Among
Us. Among
Us is a tool. Yeah. It's a tool for you to make the game
exactly.
epic. That's what I feel like, at least. That's
Among
why
Us
I
is
love
like
it.
A it's a glorified like chat room with like little mini games, which makes it fun. You know, because you can play with your buds. But
I'm
Fall
hyped
Guys
for VR Among Us TBA.
Oh, yeah, me too, 100%.
It's gonna be so fun.
Fall Guys is arguably just a really good game that I think should have had its moment in the sun before Among Us came and ate.
I mean, it did.
Anyway,
but it was just very short.
Yeah,
Stumble
and it
Guys
is making a comeback, which is epic. Stumble Guys, pay $10 to punch children. Anyway, so kudos. What would you tell Mr. Kojima?
But like, I feel like this also requires knowledge of him, because if I gave him an idea, he'd then like take it and like put his spin on it, and I don't know what the fuck that would involve. So
okay,
feel,
that's fair.
There's a very different question to like, what if you could just snap a game into existence that you've always wanted to play, what would it be? Because it would then add in 100 characters that don't talk like real humans, and I don't know what's going on, and the UI is really confusing, and I don't like it. That's what would happen.
I'm fighting freaking dragons.
Does look good though. His games visually are very beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
I'm in a place that I wouldn't quite call Silent Hill.
I'd give him Forspoken, and I'd say make this with the same dialogue, but with your dialogue, so it's somehow even
dialogue.
More autistic.
Yeah.
Fucking bug! Stop!
Kill
Go
it!
Away.
Kill the bug!
I would just pick him another Silent Hill game, because he hasn't made one of those in like fucking 20 years and they were cool.
Yeah, well, he...
Did he ever make it?
He got fucked over by Konami, because PT was supposed to be the next one.
He didn't make Silent Hill. He just got the rights to it and was making the newest one.
And
then
Konami was what if we fuck you over and then make a bunch of pachinko machines instead?
Yeah.
So stupid.
I would pitch Red Dead Redemption 2 World, but Death Stranding.
Oh.
I'd play that.
I don't know. Okay. I don't play enough Hideo Kojima games to, like, I don't know what the fuck I'd
pitch. Yeah, I don't know what's good about them.
I don't either.
So I couldn't tell you what I'd like. But Douglas clearly does. So what do you want to make?
I'm a big Metal Gear Solid fan. I grew up playing them.
Make another one.
I would literally tell him, finish Metal Gear
make
Solid
wood
5,
shift
and
liquid.
Then make Metal Gear Solid 6, and then also remake Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. Okay, thank you. And maybe Sons of Liberty 2 if you're in the mood for it. Okay, thank you. I love you.
Do you want? I have like every Metal Gear Solid game, and all my friends liked them when I was in like elementary school, and I tried to play them so many times, and then I tried to play 5, and because everyone loved it, and like it was really fun and funny and cool, but also Bro, literally just the controller mapping is the sole reason I've never liked in, or had any fun playing those games.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Bro, the trigger to shoot and the trigger to aim and the button to jump is just, like, why would you fucking change that?
It's very, it's, no, I totally agree because, like, as a kid playing Metal Gear Solid, I was very confused by the control scheme. But it's because it's like in like Japanese style. It's like how Japanese people actually
their brain have their interpret buttons differently.
Yeah, I honestly maybe because I, you know, they maybe. Have.
I guess if they're games,
can I say something real quick?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can, bro.
Nah, nah, you can, bro.
I was. This was been like a month or two ago. Me and Jared were hanging out outside. We were smoking a little bit.
We were. Kissing.
I had a bit
Let's
of a
go.
High thought.
It's legal where he is.
Yeah,
I think learning different languages like outside of the language families should be like more important because legitimately just the difference between growing up speaking like English or German or Spanish and stuff like that and like Japanese or Chinese, it's like a whole different way of processing information.
Mm. Yeah.
Like Japanese
no,
100%. Read from right yeah. to left and like up to like to down. Mm. So like
but the,
like
the
naturally
the,
in
yeah
the patterns so like the patterns in their brain like completely switch up because
yeah.
like in film in America if you want to show like subtly progress happening you have people move left to right with Japan yeah. it's the complete opposite. It's like a whole different way
same
of
with,
processing
like,
information
when we make thumb when yeah. I make thumbnails or just any graphic in general we read from top left to bottom right. So you want yeah. your information to be presented in a way that it, your eye is going to naturally start the top left and work down. Versus if you want to do the same thing in Japan, I'm sure if you looked at a lot of their thumbnails, they would like you'd go from top right to bottom left because that would
yeah.
just the information
yeah.
would flow nicer that way.
Yeah. I don't even think just that opposite. Though. I don't even think just that. Like I think just in like learning that like the neural pathways that are formed from learning it and ingesting information that way. What probably specializes their brain in a different way than what English does. Not even in a, we read this way, so I'm going to look this way. Like, they might yeah. be better at mental math because actually reading from right to left stimulates a different part of your brain. Mm. Or like,
yeah,
something
some
more,
yeah.
like ambiguous that isn't related.
Yeah. No, 100%. And I think
not
if you,
saying
like...
that Asians are the best at mental math or whatever is fucking typing right now. You can stop yeah. typing, delete
and, as we already
leave
know,
nice
Filipinos
comment.
Are the most powerful race. So they've, already, the, yeah, they've
exactly.
already got that.
Yeah. That is swag fact number 103 or whatever that thing is.
Can I, wait, real quick, can I just say what I didn't like about fucking MGS5, just why I stopped
yeah,
playing?
Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
no. It was three things. First of all, the box sucked. Now it's four. Now the box is cool, actually. So three things. First
yeah, like
of all,
the
story
box.
Is... I know the meme is the story is fucking nonsense, but I cannot get over that. Like, I'm fine with some abstraction, but when I start the game
sure.
and it's like you've got a guy on fire breaking into a hospital and a floating baby with a fucking
yeah.
gas mask, I'm like...
I love
all right.
it.
Bro made no sense.
Fuck me, then.
I love
you
it
know?
So much.
But then it yeah. contrasts heavily into this like weirdly realistic depiction of like 1980s, 70s fucking
yeah.
Afghanistan
yeah.
with like really realistic geopolitics. It's like, what the fuck is happening? So that was the first
yeah.
thing. I was like, okay, I can't get into the story. Number two, it did that shit where if you do a mission and you don't do it perfectly, it grades you poorly. So it's like, what if I just wanted to run in and fucking blast everyone because the shooting's fun? It's like, oh, well, you didn't do it with perfect stealth, so fuck you, you got a Z minus. I'm like, okay, cool. I can't play the way I want to play. Which usually the way I want to play is stealthy, but you know, what if I just don't want to? And then finally,
grading video games are stupid. Fuck
yes.
Sonic.
Agreed.
Grading you on how you play the mission
yeah.
is dumb.
No,
I agree.
Metal Gear Solid 5, as far as I know, is the only one to do it like that because the other games are obviously linear.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 5, they just did it in like a weird mission-based thing.
It makes more
thing.
Sense on a linear game, though.
Yeah.
Grading
yeah.
how you play a game on a sandbox is the most counterintuitive
yeah, exactly,
cause
then
dumb
yeah.
shit.
Because you give
yeah.
me all these fun tools, and then you tell me off for using them. That's why I didn't like
Dishonored
as well.
And then you tell
me
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, once you ignore that, it makes the game a lot funner. Because it realistically, it doesn't really... do much. I don't know.
That
like,
doesn't change anything, but I'm a goody
yeah.
two-shoes. I want to get I want
no,
to get the good
exactly.
marks.
Exactly. It's like,
yeah.
it's like
good.
killing this guy in New Vegas isn't going to make me a bad person in real life, but I'm not, I still can't
right.
do it. I don't want him to die.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I totally get that.
So
I also don't want to get an F even though it doesn't matter. Like, I just
yeah.
don't want to get an F.
And then, right. Real quick, the last thing I didn't like is just the UI was a bit confusing in that, like, so the guns you could, like, unlock and upgrade and everything, it'd be like, oh, here's the UMP-5866, so and that's so much, but it's completely different to the UMP-5844, and I'm like, just call them, like, give them funny names.
Gun one.
My brain. When it's like a bunch of letters and numbers, and like, I'm sure those are real guns, but my brain doesn't register that. Like, I come from games call it like the Blastenheimer, and I'll be like, cool, I really want that gun.
Be
it's
like, I love the Blastenheimer.
Yeah, the Blastenheimer's epic. I will say one thing. I think part of that problem is jumping. So, like me, I love Metal Gear Solid. Again, I'll say that again. Fantastic games. If you play 1, 2,
say it one
and
more
three,
time.
I love Metal Gear Solid.
Let's
I'll say it again. Fantastic games. If you play 1, 2, and 3, then it makes sense. Once, I mean, 4 kinda
big guys.
Kinda. But Metal Gear Solid 5, it kinda goes back to the old style with like a lot of like new mechanics, which can throw people off if that's your first one. But I promise you, if you play through 2 and 3, 5 will make so much more sense. They're not. The way Metal Gear Solid games are made, they're not made for, like, people to kind of just... Yeah, they're not made for people. They're usually made
for,
like, monkeys,
dogs. They don't have
dogs.
Good jumping in points. You're supposed to...
They do and they don't. It's weird. It's like...
Okay.
It's very hard to explain without sitting here and talking about it for a very long time because the stories are very convoluted and it's very hard to get into. James.
I think like we said, Andrew King.
Like we said,
language. Right. You know, learning a language is, you know, learning a language as a little kid is a lot easier than learning a language as an adult. Just the way your brain is, you didn't form all those pathways yet. I honestly think, specifically, not even just like Asian games or like Hideo Kojima is a language in and of itself. How he makes games, and if you didn't play it from childhood, you're not gonna like it. I don't know anyone who gets into it now. It's not like, man, I missed out on Borderlands. I missed out on Fallout New Vegas. I'm 25 and I'm playing it for the first time and it's epic. Yeah. No, I don't know a human
streaming
being
on my channel
that gets into MGS at 20 years old.
Or how many people got into like Zelda Breath of the Wild who never played any of the other ones? It's sort of like, you can, there's a lot of games.
I hate
you can
all the other Zelda
into.
Games, but Breath of the Wild, epic.
I like all
Breath of the Wild is epic. I also like.
I think we've triggered like multiple different video game fan bases throughout this whole.
I think so.
We're getting so many comments right now.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah. It's gonna be a whole war.
Andrew, did you want to say something?
I was gonna say I kind of believe Doplex about playing all of them and the story of number 5 will make sense because I've seen other people say that. But Doplex, the thing you have going against you here is that you also like Kingdom Hearts.
That's
and
true.
Kingdom Hearts' story
Kingdom
is
Hearts sucks.
Nonsense.
I can
it's
agree with
bullshit.
That though. I can agree with that, but here's the thing, right? Let me just. Okay, I know we're kind of going a little over, but I want to defend Kingdom Hearts for just a second. All right,
it's bad.
Here's the thing. Kingdom Hearts is
sucks.
It's hold bad. On. Kingdom Hearts is more of a feeling, right? You know, so
it's a vibe.
You're growing up, right? You know, you're a scene kid. You like shit that really like touches at your heartstrings. Even as a child, I remember like being a child on the fucking school playground, and my buddy Steven was like, "Hey, have you heard of Kingdom Hearts? Here, I brought my copy. If you'd like to borrow it." That weekend changed my life because I felt like I was playing.
I was playing
a video game that was based off like my dreams. It's like. It'd be really cool to have like a little boy has really cool hair and he has a sword and like, but it's all like really fun and it's about love and friendship.
Sex with Mickey Mouse.
We have sex with Mickey Mouse and Donald. He deep throats me with his beak.
I'm with Dopex. I never actually had a PlayStation, but I watched literally every cutscene from those games because I fuck with the vibe. And despite saying that MGS's story is fucking bullshit because it is, I think because Kingdom Hearts then like it's like a bell curve. You know, like, MGS is in the uncanny valley where you have nonsense, but then also hyper-realistic 1980s Cold War geopolitics.
Right.
And then Kingdom Hearts is like, fuck you, it's Disney, kill yourself. And I almost feel like that then,
bitch.
Yeah, that almost takes it back up to like, okay, this is so stupid, I'm on board again.
I'm probably one of the biggest Disney simps I'm definitely the biggest Disney simp of this group, and especially as a child, and regardless, Kingdom Hearts are some of the worst video games ever fucking
made. I hate them.
No one will ever change my opinion.
I hate them so much.
That is your opinion. They are some of the greatest games ever made.
Have you played Metal Gear Solid 5?
Yeah, no, I have. It's wait, pretty fun.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Why do you say Kingdom Hearts is the worst game?
The gameplay sucks.
It's stupid.
What about the gameplay sucks? It's so boring. It's a fucking button masher, dumb piece of shit game. All the characters in it aren't utilized well, and it's all the most boring Disney characters. Like, no one cares about Goofy. It's not 1965 anymore. Give me fucking Aladdin. I don't care about Goofy.
Aladdin isn't Kingdom
Hearts.
The fucking aesthetic is so ugly. Everything's just black. Anything that's bad, it's just gonna be black goo. Oh no. The music is stupid. The cutscenes.
What?
The story.
No! The music. Hikaru like that. Come on, she is a legend, bro.
The music slaps.
The music slaps so hard. Okay,
stupid.
Hold on. Can I? I don't know why there's an anime kid interfacing.
Bro, let me interject. It should have been a 400-pound disgusting privileged little white kid, not an anime otherworldly motherfucking corpse husband. Like,
listen. Here's the thing. Okay,
not some beautiful veiny fucking 8-year-old.
Let me defend. I want to defend these points really quick, and then we'll move on. The gameplay, it starts off very button mashy because it's meant to be slow, but as you progress, everything works on like this AP system. So like all you have is just like a ha ha. You just smack them with your key. But as you progress through the game, you get to like do more combos. You get to
spinning attack.
You get to parry. You know, I hit circle twice, then I do a double jump slam. You press circle. You fucking recover, and it's like the gameplay progressively gets faster and faster as you progress through the game. With that being said,
I know every game like that from that era had the exact same progression system.
Right, but here's the thing. Back then, Square Enix was doing fucking Final Fantasy turn-based garbage, all right? And Final Fantasy sucks ass. I'm sorry, it does, except for 7. It's just 14 that to me. Yeah, 14 is okay. I know you like that one, so I won't go too hard on that one. I haven't played it personally. But Final Fantasy is like, to me, I couldn't ever get into Final Fantasy because it was like,
There's another fan base that's going to be yelling in the comments.
Well, here's the thing. I personally do not like turn-based games.
Square Enix makes bad games.
I don't like turn-based games because to me it's boring. It turns my mind off. I'm not a fan. So when they dropped Kingdom Hearts and I could actually press a button to attack, I was like, oh, sick, I can get into anime games. And that was epic to me.
Did you like Kingdom Hearts 3?
I never beat it. Here's the thing. When I first got it, I couldn't get into it, but then I went back and I replayed it and I was like, okay, this is kind of epic.
Okay. See, I don't know. I think you might just love Kingdom Hearts too much for me to trust.
Yeah.
Even Courtney,
don't disregard his opinion. Kingdom Hearts is good for him.
I'm not disregarding his opinion. I'm not disregarding his opinion. I'm saying Kingdom Hearts 3 for a lot of... Because Courtney loves Kingdom Hearts. She's, like, obsessed with it. Yeah. And she hates that game.
Yeah.
So what?
Since I was saying Courtney is...
Courtney
the arbiter of truth?
Yeah,
James,
Courtney.
Why are you switching sides on me, you bastard?
Yeah, get his ass. Get his
Courtney,
ass.
Put a three-minute video of yourself rebutting all points here now.
No.
Defeat us. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts is definitely not for everybody. I will say the story is entirely convoluted, and if you don't like convoluted stories, probably not for you. But for me, I can't.
The art style is stupid, and it's ugly, and the music's bad, and it's really
okay.
It's just your standard Square Enix.
I think visually it looks good. It still holds up, at least. Like the colors are fun. The character models are pretty cool, and the music, like, even though I haven't really fucked with a lot of Final Fantasy games, well, pretty much any of them except for like 7 and 14. The music's always consistently very good. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, those games... Oh. I had that when I loaded up 14 again the other day. I haven't played it in a wee while just because I've been living life. And it's crazy how much the music in that immediately just fucking... It's like... I only started playing that game last year, but it's so good. It made me feel like I was playing a game from when I was like 10. I was like, whoa.
Oh,
the nostalgia.
That's kind of how I've been with New Vegas. It feels nostalgic, even though I've never played it.
Yeah.
I've been having so much fun with
that shit. That's a good
outstanding
can do that.
That's how Facts. You guys know that game where it's like Mickey but painting for the Wii?
Epic. Is it just called Epic Mickey?
Yeah.
Epic Mickey Battles of History. I'm pretty sure it's called Epic Mickey, which is so funny.
But it's epic like, yeah, Mickey. It's like Mickey, but you paint, and that's how like you interface with the enemy and shit. And like,
yeah.
So that art style looks similar to to Final Fantasy, at least in like some way, in like the color palettes they use and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd rather play that and just paint and fight little goo balls instead of play stupid fucking Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, leave him alone.
He's already dead.
You're making Dovitz cry, and okay. I don't have enough energy to keep up with this conversation.
Okay, Zvax asks, you're presented with a button. If you press it, you become
yes,
an actual
I'll push
furry.
It. No, I'll just push it. Shut up.
Come on.
Next question.
No. Zvax, you're presented with a button. If you press it, you become an actual furry animal person, but your dick and balls get huge. Would you press the button?
Oh.
Now, boys, would you let me, I thought of a really great joke that I want to say.
Hit it. I want to laugh.
My dick and balls are already huge.
Yo!
Hey, yo, cuz, what's this?
I read that question. I read that question. I was like, what? Like, literally all of us are just going to say, oh, big penis already. Move on. Like, it's just,
sorry.
It's such an easy out. It's like.
Yeah.
But also,
ask
I'm not
a better question.
I wouldn't want to be a furry. My dick is a normal size, and I don't want to be a furry, so I'm good. I would not press
yeah,
the button.
Yeah, but you're just taking
yeah,
the
first
step.
I would not.
Oh,
I would
that's
not.
Like a huge penis.
Unless you've got like an acorn dick, like as long as your dick's of reasonable size,
right.
You're yeah. all good. Like girls don't want like a giant dick because you can only go in so far. So it's like
yeah, and right. Your balls get huge. Like huge implies like
hey.
Fucking
yeah, that, like painful.
South
big
Park
balls,
balls
would be kind of
like
funny.
Microwave South Park balls.
I guess it really yeah. depends on
big
like what caliber,
exactly.
Like what yeah. it really depends on like because currently, I mean
hitting
I have
gritty.
A girlfriend, but I am currently hitting the gritty. But I'm fat. My dick is normal size. But if becoming this epic furry man with a huge dick and balls catapults me into a world
into
of some
Courtney.
Fire bitches and cheating on Courtney.
And climbing Mount Everest twice.
And dying there. In your fursuit. So
I just realized. Fursuit. I just realized we went full circle back to that episode with furries and penises on Mount Everest.
We did.
Kind of wild.
Yeah.
Shout out to
we
that.
We probably talked about video games that
Courtney,
day too.
Put that entire episode hey. Right here.
Yeah.
Stoops asks, "What's something that keeps you going? Like a motto or ideal you have to remind yourself of going forward, even when shit's fucked?" I hope this hasn't been asked before. Shout out. Stoops.
It is not. Shout
that's
out.
A nice question. That's a nice little question. Question. I like that.
I've got a few, but I guess the one I think of a lot is like, if say you don't do something, you then can't get mad at the fact you didn't do it. I know that sounds really obvious, but like, you know, if you don't put your neck out there, and you don't work on something, you can't. Can't then get mad when it's like you see someone else do it and succeed, I suppose.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I
well,
like
just
that.
Do it then. Like, if you,
yeah.
you know, you yeah. can you can either do the thing and then you're allowed to like criticize or get involved with that discussion, or you don't and you don't. So,
what Kudos is saying is if you don't vote, then you can't have an opinion on politics.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear any more of that shit.
No, that's a good quote, though.
I
like
don't.
Yeah, I do.
That's
like
an
that's
awful quote. I butchered it. No, as soon
no,
as I said
no,
saying
I
it, I was like, this
so.
Is
no, I actually really like that.
It's
that's
kind
like
of
a,
it's yeah. kind of harkening back to like, you don't want to look back in like 20 years and be like, oh, I wish I did that. It's just like,
yeah,
take the risk
yeah
now
that's
if
pretty
you
much the idea.
At least you did it.
Yeah, exactly.
You tried.
Yeah,
make
I'd rather have done something and
why...
fucked up than not and not, because
yeah.
then you're just old and bitter and did nothing.
Yeah.
Make
yeah.
a YouTube video titled The Art of Music in Video Games. And you'll be
and
one of 10,000 people who made that video.
Corny,
yeah,
put the lo-fi music right here.
And post yeah. that to r/YouTubers. My quote has always been... My quote has always been, it's all good.
I know my
things
rights.
Work out.
Oh, yeah.
I know my rights. I am an American citizen. All right. I may not look like it, but I am. That's always been my quote.
Oh, God.
No, my quote has always been, and this is like actually no meme. I've always thought whenever shit is like, because listen, I've had some pretty low lows in my life, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, I've been homeless, moved out when I was 15. Not to like, you know, go on a tangent, but I've had some pretty
and
low lows in my life.
Apple bottom and, jeans also.
And the boots yeah. with the fur. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
low. Exactly.
No
and
matter how low you go,
I've
there will be apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur.
In the Goopy Goblin.
In the Goopy Goblin in the Maybach jeans.
Sweat
let me tell you.
Pants.
But no, my quote, my motto in my head has always been like, things sweat will work pants. Out if I just let them. And things have always been worked out. Here
yeah.
I am on Beef Boys. So
that's
I
good.
Say
he is on Beef Boys.
Say,
Now let me interpret Doplex's quote for him also. Doplex
yeah.
is saying, never do anything. God has your life slated for you. It will all work out.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah,
know
exactly.
you were a Calvinist, Doplex.
Hey, you know, listen, I mean come
I didn't know
on.
You like Calvin and Hobbes.
That's a That's a I'm joke a big for Leafy the, is the, here the Christians fan. Out there.
Fucking motherfucker's name. Can't believe that motherfucker's name is
Calvin.
You bully
bro.
People. His name's Calvin, bro.
Calvin.
What a fucking loser.
You younger, your name's Calvin.
Yeah, get the fuck out
Come
of here.
Come on, bro.
You fucking tiger ass motherfucker. So there's a scene in a little known film called Lord of the Rings where okay. Frodo is in Moria with Gandalf. And he's like, Frodo be like, why did the ring come to me? Why do I have to do this? And Gandalf says, and you know, he says some more shit about like fucking all this shit sucks, man. What the hell? Joe Biden's the president of the world. Going to shit.
Joe Biden.
And Gandalf's
and not
like,
because we all voted Trump. So just as
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
No, I voted,
Gary Johnson. Freaking dragon.
Yeah, I voted Bernie Johnson.
Joe Biden's president, I'm fine.
So I'm
dragon.
Not a place I would call Earth. Joe Biden's exactly the call president. It trans athletes in sports. And a
I'm talking
drag.
To a freaking ring.
But so after Frodo be throwing his pity party, Gandalf be like, he'd be saying, I can't think of the exact words that Frodo says, but Gandalf says, so do all who see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that's given to us. Which is
it's
has
one of
always,
my favorite quotes ever.
It's a good
I always
quote.
Get caught up in, like, you know, what other people think. What's going on here? Who's, you know, government, economy. And it's just
spaghetti.
Like, it's good to care about that. But at the end of the day, all you can do, and if everyone lived this way, all you can do to make a real change in the world is not tweet at someone, is not cancel someone, is not fucking, you know, whatever. It's. You be a good person and lead a good life and let that butterfly onto other people. And mm-hmm. through that, we would be a much Facts. Better place than if we all just tried to point our fingers at whoever we don't like. If yeah. you just, if you do what you think is good and you let that butterfly into other people's lives and they can take that positive energy, then life would be lit.
I agree.
This.
Yeah, no, it's one of my favorite moments
more.
As well.
Yeah, but James said it.
He did say it.
James said it.
No, I thought you were going to hit that, so I was like, bro, no.
I'm going to get in it quick.
I also really like not all those who wander are lost, because I feel like that's a mm-hmm. sentence that, especially for people that be making videos that fucking flop and fucking, you know, like my video today ate shit. But at this point, I don't care. I'm wandering. I'm figuring out. I'm 24. And
you
I'm not lost.
You're young, you're living, facts. You're doing good.
And we're on beat.
I wish I was where you were when I was 24, I'll put it that way. Because when I was 24, facts. I was like, $40,000 student debt?
Okay.
One extra quote, one that I actually probably should have said instead of my dumbass one before. It's one from Socrates, I think his name is.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
It took me like half a second. I was like,
Persian dictator.
It is, I have it here because I don't want to get it wrong. It says, if I am the wisest man alive, it is for I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing. I feel like that is a good way to keep yourself humble.
Humility.
Realizing that you're a fucking idiot. You've always got more to learn. You don't know the best on anything. And and you should always strive to learn more. But with the understanding that you will never know anything is something kind of comforting about that, I guess.
A quote that I don't know where this quote's from, but my dad and my grandpa have always said it, and they don't attribute it to anyone. I don't think they came up with it though, but my dad specifically always says, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Even people
like right in front of you can deceive you, but like anything you hear from like a third party that like if you weren't there to see it, and even if you were, it's probably bullshit, but if you just hear it from somebody, it's like 99% like not at least worth your time to ingest and like care about.
I like that.
I like that.
Everyone's
a good one.
Especially us four. In fact, you should be muting us and just watching the podcast.
No. Yeah. We're right. We're right.
And half
we're right.
Of it only.
Yeah, I only watch half of it.
Yeah, only watch half. It. You can decide front half, back half, whatever, but believe it.
Your dad's watching YouTube videos muted and only the first
50%.
Yeah.
I feel like this is lies.
It'd be really funny if we gave all these quotes and then we're like, but also none of that applies to us. We're geniuses.
We're cool.
Live your life by our... We're going to come out with a Bible, too.
Yeah.
And you're going to live by
Electric Boogaloo.
That's what Joe Rogan would do. Andrew, I think... Andrew, we haven't got your quote
Andrew,
yet.
What's your quote?
Oh.
Andrew.
as far as things to live by or things that have helped me get through low times, just, you know, really pushing forward in the my personal life and creative, it's, you know, I think what brought me here. It's probably, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Okay, all right.